Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak, and welcome to the Chicago Bears Network studios here at Hattusall and Chicago Bears Roundtable. We're joined, as always, by my partner, Tom Thayer. We got pillars of Chicago Bears history here. On my far left, we've got the one and only James Big Cat Williams, looking studious, as always, with his black rim glasses and clean dome, looking sharp.
Thank you.
And, of course, we got Larry Mayer, the Bears senior writer at ChicagoBears.com, turning out lots of column inches of information about the Bears. And we'll touch on what's been going on here, obviously, but we have a special guest, like a guy like Big Cat. It's great to go back in history a little bit, turn back the clock. He still looks like he can play. You're not 330. That was your listed playing weight, according to what I came up with. I don't know if you've ever played at 330 on the offensive line. It had to be north of that, right?
A little north of that.
But you're feeling good.
I was giving a little lenience, you know.
You demanded lenience. I'll tell you, you know, when you think about going in the locker rooms and covering this team over the years, and I started my very first assignment as a professional broadcaster was the 85 Bears training camp. And you talk about being intimidated by some of the people. And then you come around in the 90s, and, you know, you're the largest human being I ever saw in a football locker room. And it's a challenge to talk to you guys.
I always have to go back to Big Cat's beginning in the NFL, because for us it was disaster. Because when we used to go through practices, we used to do them live. And then if you followed up a play, Dicka would have a saying, repeat. You repeat the same play and the defense is completely aware of what's going on. Big Cat was a defensive lineman. Yeah. You imagine trying to trap him two plays in a row when he knows it's coming. And he's at that three plus, a lot of height, a lot of size. It was hard. And when they did make him an offensive lineman, it was our happiest day.
So, hey, man, hold on. To my defense, though, I was a free agent, and I was a rookie. I had no choice
but
to
awesome.
Go.
You were awesome.
I had no choice but to go hard, man.
Who else wanted you, you know, in that free agent
you know
market?
What? I had an opportunity, Pittsburgh, San Diego, Cleveland, and New York.
All as defensive linemen?
Or yeah. They, okay.
I think at three of those teams at the time, you would have stayed a defensive lineman because those were the type of defensive linemen that San Diego and stuff were growing at that time, and Big Cat would have fit that template.
So are we breaking news here? Did you talk to Ditka about switching him over to this as well?
No, but I know, you know, it was probably conversation between Coach Stanfeld and Keith Van Horn because Keith was the size of Big Cat, but Big Cat was bigger. So Keith was a really good athlete at his size and his stature for right tackle. But then you add 50 pounds and there's Big Cat. Can Big Cat make the transition? Not only physically, the demands of the game, but mentally. Can you go from a learning defensive lineman to a great offensive lineman? They've already had the example of Mark Bortz, who transitioned from a great defensive Big Ten tackle to a great offensive lineman. Big Cat did the same thing.
Well, you shortened his neck a little bit in practice, didn't you?
Hey, we had a good time.
Yeah, man. And you know, in your rookie year, you made plays, too, from the defensive tackle position. Do you remember your first NFL sack in 1991? It was at Lambeau Field.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I
who was the quarterback?
I don't remember who the quarterback was.
I'll give you three choices. It was either Blair Keel, Don Majkowski, or Mike Tomczak. So which one did
I'll
you get?
I'll go with Tomczak.
I don't know.
I'll go with Tomczak just because he's the only one I know out of the group. So. I was actually playing defensive end and got a bull rush sack. Only sack of the
There's not a lot of people that can say that in the history of the NFL. You know, Bears have a great Hall of Famer in Stan Jones who played both ways, who probably had those capabilities in him. But to get a sack and, you know, how many over, you know, well over 100 starts in the NFL. I don't know how many starts.
That was a shutout win by the Bears, too, at Lambeau Field against the Packers. And you're the historian here, so you might, I mean, the guy blocked a lot of kicks. He also blocked a kick that year. I think he had 8 block kicks in his career. And the hardest part, I would imagine, for you or anybody, because when you come into the league, it's usually with some pretty good pedigree and you played on a good team. You were 0-11 at Cheney State in your senior year.
Yeah, it was interesting coming into an NFL locker room. You know, you go through the period of time where you think, you know, you're an All-American, you've done this, you've done that, and you walk into this locker room and everyone you came in with was an All-American. Mm-hmm. You know, the guys that you're going up against every day were all pros. You know, my first camp here, we did a non-padded practice, and we did one-on-one pass rush.
And non-padded.
And when I went back to Cheney 4 days later, I had a palm print from Keith Van Horn in the center of my chest. And I was like, I've either got to learn how to do that or avoid that. One or the other. I was like, swimming on the outside is just not going to work. I mean, I learned a lot. You know, it was a big jump, you know, just walking into a stadium and seeing all those people.
But for us, when Big Cat walked into practice, you kind of think, man, all the biggest guys are at Michigan, Ohio State, Notre Dame, USC, all these schools. And then here comes this guy from Cheney State. We knew that recruiting, scouting, everything has taken a new level because they are finding talent no matter where
And Larry, they weren't hitting Google or Wikipedia to find out where Cheney State was those days. You guys were asking questions.